4 VWA, mobile.
Today, Steve, K4OIM.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Waiting on my COVID shot. I have an appointment Thursday at 3:30 at USCS. I got down there and they had shut the doors. They were out of vaccine. So I had to re-register. This time they're going to send me to Greer, and I'm waiting on the email to let me know what day and time.
Wow. Well, goodness gracious. Well, let me just tell you, bud. My wife got that shot last Friday. And by Friday, about 1 o'clock, and by Friday evening, she was feeling kind of puny, so she went on to bed. Well, we got up on Saturday morning, and she was feeling okay, and we went down to Commerce, Georgia. And by the time we got through shopping at about 2:30, she told me, "I'm going to sleep on the way home. I ain't doing nothing." And she hit the bed about 9:30 and didn't get up until 9 o'clock the next morning.
Mother, she's not too happy about me taking it, but, man, about 3/4 of the people dying from it are in the 70 and older, and I'll be 73 the 19th of February, and it's up in the air. I don't know whether to take it or not take it, Steve.
Well, Sunday morning come around and she was just fine, so it was like 36 hours and she felt puny and had a temperature, but other than that, it was okay.
Had a light case of it back right after it got started. And when they first come out with a vaccine, I tried to get an appointment, and they told me I had to wait 90 days till after whatever I had was over. And in the meantime, I went up here and got my flu shot on Friday, and Monday I was in the bed. I thought I was going to die for about a week with the flu.
That's the entire reason why I won't take their dang flu shot.
Taking one every year, I guess, for the last 15 years. And I've had them make me sick twice. I think the second one I took, I got sick that night. I was at work and had to go home with the flu. And it was this year, I don't know, I went up here at CVS and got it. And boy, the next day, I didn't get out of bed for 3 days. I mean, I couldn't eat nothing, couldn't taste nothing, smell nothing, and every bone in my body was hurting, Steve.
I stay home, and I stay clear, and I don't, you know, I try to stay clear of everything, except for my granddaughter. Now, this year, my granddaughter's 4, and she's given me a cold twice. I tell you what, grandbabies are petri dishes, but you gotta love them.
Yeah, 4-year-old grandson that I watch during the day. My daughter leaves here at 4:30 in the morning to go to work, and she don't get home till about 4:30 that afternoon. And boy, he's a trip to keep up with. He caught me. I put my daughter up a clothesline, and I had dropped my fan dipole I had up for HF. It got to where it wasn't tuned. Nothing but 2015 and 10. It wouldn't load up on 40 and 80. And I was rerouting my coax, and I got my coax, the fan dipole and the 2-meter antenna, and then my double bazooka 20-meter antenna. I got the coax all tangled up. So I dropped that fan dipole, and I told my grandson, I said, "Here, boy, hold this rope. It's on a pulley." I said, "Hold this rope till I go around there and untangle this coax." Well, when I went to take the connector loose, it was real loose. It wasn't even tight. I come around and straight the coax out, went back around there, and he's standing there looking up the trees. He had done let the rope go. And I said, it's too cold. I'll just wait till tomorrow and get out here and throw another line across and pull it back up. And I'm thinking about that coax. I said, it shouldn't have been that loose. Well, the next day I come out here, and the female part, I took and just turned it in that matching transformer. I said, something's wrong. So I just took the whole matching transformer out, brought it in here, and took it apart. And the center conductor had, I guess, the strain of the coax pulling on it. It had pulled the rubber cup that the coax connector goes in. It had pulled it down, and it had broke that center conductor. And I got in here. I took that thing apart. It's got that, had unwrapped some of the coil, and take a Dremel tool and clean the varnish off of it and re-solder it, and it was one more tedious job. I finally got it back together and up in the air, and now my MFJ auto tuner today, for some reason, just don't want to come on in tune. And it's not, but well, I got it a year ago at the Shelby Ham Fest, and I've never had no trouble out of this thing. K4OIM for ID.
Tell you what, bud. I'm getting away from all that MFJ stuff. I've had the last two pieces I bought from them, I was just extremely disappointed in it. And I'm not going to fool with their stuff no more. But that's just an opinion. You know, that's Chevy, Dodge, and Ford. Now, I've got an LDG tuner, and, man, that thing is just slick. It just works. So, you know, hey, I'm happy with it, and it just keeps on percolating. Well, listen, I'm about to pull into Aldi. I got to buy a bunch of water and some milk and some supplies, so I'm going to whip it on in here. I just want to say, hey, so take care of yourself out there. Now, don't be getting those spots where no COVID's hanging around. 73, it's KN4BWA. I'll be clear after you finally.
Yeah, I'm staying at home myself, Steve. I went to the dollar store a while ago, and they are swarmed. Everybody buying bread and milk. 73, Steve. I'll talk to you later. I'll be clear. K4AM.
Hey, Walt, before I go, listen, the roads up that way, they are out there salting the roads. I don't know why. Are they calling for snow?
Sleet and freezing rain. Supposed to start early this afternoon or tonight and up through tomorrow. I had to run up to my brother's. He lives up there on Wade Hampton next to Applebee's. And I had to take him my hatches up there where he can split some firewood for kindling. And I went down 357, and they were salting 357, and that was about, 11 or 12 o'clock today.
Well, anyhow, I didn't know they were calling for sleet and snow. All right, well, good enough, bud. 73s, I'm clear.
I'm clear.